Sunday's London Marathon will feature a stellar African field, perhaps the greatest collection of running talent ever assembled for the marathon distance. Among those who will be on the starting line in the British capital are Kenya's Wilson Kipsang, the current world record holder for the marathon, Uganda's Stephen Kiprotich, the reigning world and Olympic marathon champion, Ethiopia's Segaye Kebede, the defending London Marathon champion, Kenya's Emmanuel Mutai, who we heard from on Wednesday's Sunny Side of Sports, and who is the London course record holder, and Somalia-born Mo Farah, who won gold medals for host Britain at 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters at the 2012 London Olympics. Mo will be making his debut at the classic 42-kilometer marathon distance. Another notable competitor in London is Ethiopia's Ibrahim Jaylan, who won a world title at 10,000 meters in 2011, and who, like Mo Farah, is also making his marathon debut. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Ibrahim ahead of Sunday's big race. Here's Andy.
We're talking with Ibrahim Jaylan of Ethiopia, who's a former world champion at 10,000 metres on the track, but he's making his marathon debut in the Virgin Money London Marathon on Sunday. Ibrahim, are you feeling good before your first marathon?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
And how's your training gone? You say if you're feeling good, have you had to change things because you have been a track runner?
Why I say I am good, I was prepared very well. That is why I'm saying I'm good. Yeah, I was preparing very well with, even if I am not marathon runner, I was preparing with marathon runner. And coach of marathon runners, so he was coaching me. And he told me I can do something good.
There's a great tradition of the marathon in Ethiopia. Of course, we think of Abebe Bikila, the double Olympic champion, and now Haile Gebrselassie, and so many great runners. Would that be special for you if you could become a really top marathon runner?
Yeah, it will be great thing if I'm able to run fast time and I'm able to win Olympic or World Championship again in marathon. It will be great thing for me.
Has that been a childhood dream? Because I know Haile has talked about being inspired by Abebe Bikila, his Olympic wins in 1960 and 1964. Was that an inspiration to make you start running?
Yeah, also, you know, I was watching when Haile running in 10,000, I think 2003 in Olympic, and also the other athletes when they are running in World Championship, I was watching them. So I started.
And do you have a target time? You think, well, if I run this kind of time, I would be happy with my first marathon?
Yeah, I will be happy if I run under 2:06.
Well, Ibrahim Jaylan, we wish you every success with your marathon debut on Sunday in the Virgin Money London Marathon 2014. All the best, Ibrahim. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Haile Gebrselassie. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
The energetic Andy Edwards also caught up with the London Marathon's defending women's champion.
Priska Cheptu of Kenya is the Virgin Money London Marathon defending women's champion for this 2014 edition of the race. Priska, you produced a great performance last year to win, to beat the world champion Edna Kiplagat. Are you in the kind of form, similar form, this time round?
Yes, this year also I've trained well and everything has gone well, so I'm ready to go with any toughness or anything which happened on Sunday, so I'm ready.
Did the win in London last year give you
an even greater boost to your confidence? You had such a great last 12 months or so, but was London especially special?
To win London last year, it's also pushed my confidence, and also this year, I'm trying to lower my time.
Well, your personal best is just outside 2:20. Is that a goal as well, perhaps secondary to winning again, but you want to break 2:20?
Yes, of course I could like to break 2:20 because I've stuck there, so this year I could like to improve it.
It is perhaps the strongest women's field there's ever been. We've got Tiki Galana, the Olympic champion from Ethiopia, and then Tirunesh Dibaba making her debut at the marathon. Do you think the Ethiopians in particular will be dangerous?
I know this year we have a strong field. My colleagues from Kenya, athletes, and also Ethiopians. And that is good for me because we shall elevate each other, and also I know we shall run good on Sunday.
So the stronger the field, in a way now, you feel confident enough, you think, yeah, that's good that it's a tough field.
Yeah, it's a strong field because everybody I know, she has prepared well for this race, and I know everyone, she's strong according to what she has done before last season. So it is good because when you have a strong feel, we improve our time.
Well, the world record for the women's only race is 2:17:42, set by Britain's Paula Radcliffe. That's perhaps out of reach, or maybe not, the way you're talking. Do you think there's a chance that might be broken?
It might be broken. It is not something difficult, but on Sunday, the day will tell out itself. So I hope we will try.
All the best. Priska Cheptoo, the defending champion of the Virgin Money London Marathon 2014. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sonny, and good evening to all our listeners around Africa.
David, let's turn to your backyard now in South Africa. And you said there's going to be some exciting finishes in the English and Spanish leagues. How about in the South African Premiership?
That's right, Sonny. We had a huge game here at the weekend at Soccer City in Soweto. A big crowd in the 94,000 Soccer City Stadium. And it pitted the leaders, Kaizer Chiefs, against a team in second place, 3 points behind them, Mamelodi Sundowns. Now, while Chiefs supporters will never agree with me on this, in terms of building to an exciting climax to the competition, it was imperative that Sundowns win. And that's exactly what they did. It was a strange goal. In fact, the Chiefs coach, Stuart Baxter, called the goal a joke. And remember, that's what Jose Mourinho said last week when Chelsea were beaten 3-1 by Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League quarterfinal first leg. He said that the third goal by the French club was a joke.
The game was under control. We had the 2-1 to score in the end of the first half, which would be a fantastic result, obviously. For the second half, we didn't score. After that, we scored in our own goal. And after that, the third goal is a joke. It's not a goal, it's a joke.
That phrase was picked up on by Baxter. Now, the reason they called it a joke was because Teko Madise, the Sundowns midfielder, he lobbed the ball towards the goal mouth from just inside the Chiefs' half. I don't think he had the slightest intention of scoring. But what happened, Sonny, is the ball bounced, it eluded attackers, it eluded the defenders, and it also, crucially, eluded Chiefs goalkeeper Tumelane Kune back after an injury absence. And lo and behold, the lob that was simply meant to set up an attack ended up in the back of the corner of the net, and that was the only goal. Sundowns won 1-0, and now they and Chiefs are level on 52 points each. And all that separates them is one goal on goal difference. Chiefs have got a plus 21 goal difference, and Sundowns have got a plus 20. And there are five rounds to go. I still feel, Sonny, that Chiefs are favourites, but what we now have is the potential for a really exciting climax to the South African Premiership season.
Still in South Africa, David, the country hosted a very successful World Cup in 2010, and yet there's still some controversy that took place prior to the World Cup. FIFA launching a probe into alleged match fixing. Can you give us some details on that?
Yes, Sonny. Prior to the World Cup, South Africa played a number of friendlies, and there are big question marks about the refereeing in them. I reported on those games for the French news agency AFP, and I remember looking back now at my reports, questioning a lot of the penalties. I used words like strange and bizarre. I mean, some of the penalties were, to put it mildly, ridiculous. I was also curious as to why, for matches in Southern Africa, we had referees from places like Togo and Niger. Now, the tradition, Sonny, for friendly matches in Southern Africa is you use referees from other Southern African countries. I mean, basically, you're looking after your own. And also, vitally these days, given economic situation, you're cutting down on costs. I mean, why would you bring a referee all the way from Lomé in West Africa when you can bring one from Maputo or Mbambane or Maseru? It's a short flight, or in some cases, even just a car drive. Anyway, these matches were won decisively in some cases by South Africa, 4-0 against Thailand, and then 5-0 against Guatemala, which to me was the most bizarre game of them all. South Africa were awarded three penalties, and I think two of them, let's just say that I was surprised they were awarded.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg.